KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy to cloudy, and we have 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of scattered showers later this afternoon, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, a man from Shelby County was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years in prison following his conviction on child pornography charges. 40-year-old Matthew E. Gross of Westphalia will also be required to serve 5 years of supervised release following his conviction for the receipt and possession of child pornography. Gross pled guilty on November 3rd of last year to a two-count indictment charging him with possession and receipt of child porn. He had received child pornography images from at least as early as February of 2014 and up to August of 2014. In addition, Gross was found to be in possession of child pornography images on or about September 25th of 2014 at his residence in Westphalia. The investigation into his case was conducted by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Division of Criminal Investigation, the Iowa Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force, and the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested an Atlantic man on a felony contraband and other charges Sunday. Authorities said yesterday 38-year-old Dirk Ramsey Wasson faces a Class D felony possession of contraband in jail charge, along with charges of OWI first offense, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wasson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day Sunday on a $2,000 bond. A traffic stop last night in Red Oak resulted in an OWI arrest. Red Oak police say 67-year-old Daniel Lee McHugh of Red Oak was taken into custody for OWI second offense at around 10:10 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and 200th Street. McHugh was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Red Oak police report a non-injury two-vehicle accident happened Tuesday afternoon. Officers were called to the intersection of West Walnut and North Broadway Streets just before 2 p.m. An investigation determined that a 2016 Ford Escape, driven by 61-year-old Kathleen Roberts of Red Oak, was traveling west on West Walnut Street and had stopped at the intersection with North Broadway. Roberts then proceeded through the intersection before it was clear and caused a 2001 Buick Century driven by 62-year-old Shirley Grunstead of Red Oak to hit the passenger side door of Roberts' Ford. Neither driver was injured during the crash. Damage amounted to $8,000. Roberts was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Iowa Department of Transportation Commission on Tuesday in Ames approved RISE grants for Cass County and Sioux City. In Cass County, a revitalized Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE grant, of more than $2.119 million was approved from the county share of the RISE fund for a local development grant to assist in the paving of roads from Glacier Road, Buck Creek Road, and Echo Road. 2,022 feet of Glacier, 6,274 feet of Buck Creek, and 5,431 feet of Echo Road, and the turn lanes on Olive Street, located north of Atlantic, south of FSC, onto Echo Road. The project is necessary, according to authorities, to provide improved access to more than 205 acres for industrial purposes, more specifically the Elite Octane LLC ethanol plant project and other ventures that may arise. The road projects are expected to be completed by July of 2018. In the funeral announcements, Susan Buck, age 64 of Tennant, died April 4th in Texas. A mass of Christian burial for Susan Buck will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Curtis Wigg, age 60 of Des Moines, died Friday. Graveside services for Curtis Wigg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harold McCurdy, age 87 of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold McCurdy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Bob Kennedy, age 93 of Atlantic, died April 6th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Kennedy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Melvin Tessman, age 73 of Atlantic, died Saturday in Des Moines. A celebration of life gathering for Melvin Tessman will be tomorrow at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nicholas Zimmerman, age 21 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Nicholas Zimmerman will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Donna McCabe, age 80, of Norwalk and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Donna McCabe will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Melvin Ronk, age 73, of Dunlap, died Sunday in Omaha. A visitation for Melvin Ronk will be Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Dunlap, with the Fouts Funeral Home of Dunlap in charge of the arrangements. Elaine Lundberg, age 84, of Panora, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elaine Lundberg will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Faith Bible Chapel in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Paul Pauley, age 87, of Texas, died Monday. Memorial services for Paul Pauley will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Arlene Schultz, age 93, of Manila and formerly of Templeton, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Arlene Schultz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Robert Basile, age 67, of formerly of Anita, died Monday in Hampton, Virginia. Funeral services for Robert Basile will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. George Marnash, age 86, of Stewart, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for George Marnash will be on April 22nd at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Brian Rutherford is pending for the last weekend in April. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.